www.thebeatonline.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch here into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Cannabis, has it cured cancer? We'll give you one person's story here, a very little person, as a matter of fact. We'll share that with you coming up. Also, your calls about whatever's on your mind. For those of you just tuning in, we've had a long conversation tonight about the prison system, how it can be changed in a way to be more compassionate and more rehabilitative towards people who actually belong in a prison, people that are actually violent towards others, which, of course, eliminates the majority of people behind bars because most people are there for not having harmed somebody else. They're there for a drug crime, for instance, which, of course, is not actually a crime because there's no victim. So we've talked about, you know, different ways to approach that and how can we get from here to there. Feel free to check out the archives at freetalklive.com later to get that conversation if you weren't tuned in. But we have moved into and just barely scratched the surface of an Ask Me Anything, and I'm only going to read the initial post because there are something like 3,000 comments on this post, 3,600-some comments.
These Ask Me Anythings on Reddit, how long do they last?
Usually it's, I think, 24 hours.
Okay.
But I could be wrong about that. I mean, I imagine if when I did it, it was 24 hours. I did one on an anarcho-capitalist group. But and I was traveling at the time, so I was like on an airplane, and I was able to easily sit in front of a computer and answer stuff. I imagine with some sort of superstar, you know, I think they've got Seth MacFarlane and Jeff Goldblum are coming up on the main Ask Me Anything channel on Reddit. I don't imagine they're doing much more than an hour or two. But honestly, I don't know for sure. But there are over 3,000 comments here, so obviously we're only going to read his initial post, and then we'll link to it over on our Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter, and you can dig in to all the questions that he gets. Because the idea is of the Ask Me Anything is you can ask them anything, and they'll hopefully give you an honest answer. So this guy's a former corrections officer, and he says he's seen horrific beatings happen every day. He's seen a triple amputee being beaten. And he was fired after outing the officers who beat that particular triple amputee. He says, after I was fired, I sued the sheriff's office and the board of county commissioners, and I settled the night before trial. I consider every penny that I got blood money, but I did get a letter of recommendation hand-signed by the sheriff himself, and I flat-out refused to sign a non-disclosure agreement. One of my biggest regrets in life is not taking that case to trial, but I just emotionally couldn't do it.
Man, it's draining. It takes years sometimes, certainly months, sometimes years to get something to trial. And then, that's the whole purpose of this stuff. If you wanted justice, if the justice system wanted justice, these things would happen much more quickly.
I also regret not going to the press immediately with what I had as it happened. I want someone to finally listen about what goes on in that jail. Instead of going to the press, I decided to speak with attorneys and help inmates who were beaten and murdered by detention officers in the jail.
You know, it's the nightly news, which is, they go hand in hand with this whole prison industrial complex. They scare the bejesus out of everybody. Is there poison in your water? Are there dangerous people lurking out inside of your doorstep? You know, this is what they do. This is what they sell. I think that people would be cheering it on if he went to the press.
In the last 5 years, you mean cheering on the beatings?
Yeah.
In the last 5 years, I have been deposed twice, and I have been flown across the planet 3 times to be deposed or to testify in cases against the sheriff. I've also been consulted by 4 or 5 other attorneys with cases against the sheriff. Every single time my name has been brought up, with one exception, the case has settled within a few months at the most. The record is 2 weeks. Some of those have gag orders on them and are sealed, so I can't discuss the ones that are under an order like that. But not all of them are like that. Let's talk about the 2 most recent cases that I've been involved in. Christopher Beckman was an inmate. He was brought in on a DUI or something like that. He wasn't a career criminal. He was a guy like you, or your buddy, or your dad who effed up and did something stupid while drunk. He had a seizure in the jail because he was epileptic and didn't get his medications. During the seizure, he was hogtied and ran head first. I don't think he did that on his own. He was run headfirst into a 2-inch thick steel door, concrete walls, and elevator doors. His skull was crushed, and he died a few days later. I was deposed in his case, and very soon afterward, the family settled for an undisclosed amount of money other than the $1 million. And I promise you this, they didn't get enough. The officers that did that to them, one of them pled out for a year in jail, and the other got nothing. Another inmate, Dionne McKinney. She's the toughest woman on this planet.
If you can do, if you can go into a job where you can do this kind of thing to people, for one, what does it do to you? What does it do to your psyche? Now, I'm not saying I hate prison guards. I met a lot of nice prison guards. A lot of people I really, really like. But consider for a second what kind of people this job can draw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say about 25% of them are sick, twisted psychopaths to some level or another. Now, that's just me coming up with a number in my experience. And it's easy, you know, it's easy to beat up on and be vicious to a hated group. And that's what convicts are. So they can get away with this kind of stuff. I think it's interesting to note that there aren't any movies where prison guards are the heroes. Yeah, I know. Everybody comes up with Green Mile. He's not a hero. He's just things are happening to him. He's the protagonist. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make him the hero. There's, Sylvester Stallone in Lockdown. There was a, you know, there have been some good prison guards who kind of step above their situation and do the right thing. Certainly, I think movies portray prison guards, in fact, worse than I would think prison guards should be portrayed. But they have a system for kind of, you know, keeping the ones that would tell, you know, snitch like this guy did. They have ways of keeping them off to themselves, and the real psychopaths tend to group up and do their thing.
No one takes the sheriff to trial in O.K. County and wins. It hasn't happened in a civil case since the 1970s, from what I understand. Dionne was brutally beaten in the jail in May of 2003, and I testified in this case earlier this month. He then linked to a news article about it. Why do I live so far away? I fear for my life. I left Oklahoma in March of 2010 after I turned over every piece of evidence that I had to the feds.
Oklahoma is the executing state in the union. Mm-hmm. They do more executions in that state per capita than any other state.
When I have been flown in, I've been in and out in 2 days for depositions. But for the trial, I had to be there for almost a week. I spent 4 days barricaded in my best friend's house. When I left my family in Oklahoma after testifying a few weeks ago, I knew I'd never be able to see them in Oklahoma again. And flights to me are not cheap. And then he provides an absolutely scathing report from the Department of Justice about the Oklahoma County Jail in 2008. He says, I did a great interview with the Moral Courage Project, and the last case I agreed to be involved with won at a jury trial. I am ecstatic. Now I can talk about the real problems going on, the thin blue line, or any other questions that you might have. And then you can go on and read as you will. I will provide this link to you to give you, because it's going to take you time to pore over this Ask Me Anything, to really dig out what this guy has to say. But think about how scary that is. He's afraid to even be in Oklahoma. Certainly in Oklahoma County there, he doesn't even want to be there. He barricaded himself in his friend's house. Why do you think that is?
Because the truth, telling the truth, can be a dangerous thing. It can be a very dangerous thing.
The sheriff runs the jail, is what's why. And so the sheriff has men on the inside of the jail and on the outside of the jail. It's not just that he's afraid of the corrections officers coming after him. He's afraid of anybody driving a sheriff's vehicle inside Oklahoma, and maybe even beyond that. You know, connections to police departments and things like that. They're all the buddy-buddy, the thin blue line, the good old boy network. I mean, if he's a known person amongst the sheriff's deputies in that county.
Living in that town could be deadly.
Yeah, they're going to be on the lookout for him, either to really give him a hard time or possibly murder him and throw him in a ditch somewhere. You don't think they would?
Who's going to investigate the crime?
The sheriff. 855-450-FREE, that is the toll-free number. I'm going to post this link on our social bookmarking sites. You can check that out at your leisure. Let's go to something a little more positive. How about a cancer survivor? How about a cancer survivor who beat cancer ostensibly by using cannabis? and she's not very tall. In fact, she's not very old. We'll give you more information about her here in a few moments. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. Toll-free. free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to connect in the way that you feel is most appropriate. We're here to take your calls about anything. We've been talking a lot about prisons tonight. You don't have to talk about that to get on the air here on Free Talk Live. You can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Sign up for our emailed updates and get hooked up with a new Free Talk Live Weekly Digest. It's a summary of the most popular stories as voted by listeners like you, as submitted by listeners like you, to our website. You get a summary of those in the weekly email. Plus, you'll get a link to our Weekly Digest audio file, which is being put together by one of our listeners, Benjamin Bartholomew, who is doing a great job with essentially compressing 21 hours worth of Free Talk Live down into about an hour and 15 minutes every single week. So you get those linked to you.
Not compressing the 21 hours down to an hour and 15 minutes, because that'd be going really fast like this.
No.
What in fact he's doing is just taking what he considers to be the
highlights.
Best segments. Yeah.
Highlights reel. So you can go and sign up for that over at news.freetalklive.com. There are also links to our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter there, so you can follow us in those ways if you prefer. Just drop on by news.freetalklive.com.
Having grown up working at a comic book store, I spent a lot of time talking with people about sort of what the greatest superpower is. And, you know, after having this, I remember this one particular instance where, there was a bunch of people, probably 15 people talking about this, and we were going around asking people what they thought. And I thought that a really great answer was this guy who said the ability to read and control minds. The closest thing that we have to that today is the ability to speak persuasively. If you can speak persuasively, you really can be very effective in what it is that you do. Now, if you are like Free Talk Live and you want to spread the ideas of liberty, this is extraordinarily valuable. There's good news. There's 70 years of science that shows that even the best leaders can get better, but only if they practice ways of persuasion that actually work. Dr. Matt Barney, founder of LeaderAmp, has coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years using the latest science that works. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application to measure each person and tailor a customized developmental plan, which will be pushed out to your smartphone for you particularly. And his vision is to build a community who can access approaches that really work, support each other's development in these areas, and uniquely it'll also have the ability for you to compare yourself to leadership qualities of famous individuals like Gandhi or Steve Jobs, so that you can see that they weren't perfect, but they did work on filling in the gaps that they had. So the app isn't ready yet. It's being built. But if you want to help advance an approach to grow freedom, lovers' ability to persuade people, we'd love for you to join the community. Feel free to pre-order on Indiegogo at leaderamp.freetalklive.com. You can amp your leadership with leaderamp.freetalklive.com.
So the story is coming from it's in a few different sources. The main website is bravemikayla.com. That's Mikayla, M-Y-K-A-Y-L-A. Activistpost.com has the story that was published on Friday. Oregon's youngest medical cannabis patient is now cancer-free. And she's pretty young. I would say she's probably, according to the blog here, one of her mother's posts, she said she had the healthiest child for 7 years. So I guess that's when things started to go wrong. So I'm going to guess she's no older than 8 or 9 at this point. So the story from Activist Post, pediatric cannabis therapy is saving children. Awareness is the most important thing at this moment. The anti-tumor effects of cannabinoids and THC have been demonstrated for quite some time now. In the 1980s, cannabinoid receptors were discovered in the human brain, which made it obvious that our body has to synthesize something that binds to these receptors. Our bodies produce these compounds in our own endocannabinoid system, which is now known to be responsible for a number of biological functions. And this is why the plant, cannabis, has such a wide therapeutic potential for multiple diseases, including cancer. Numerous studies have demonstrated time and time again the anti-tumor effects of cannabis, and they have shown that cannabis completely kills cancer cells and has a great impact on rebuilding the immune system. Cannabis
now, this is every form of cancer, right?
I don't know, Mark. I can't answer. I'm not a doctor. I've not done that level of research, but it certainly has been some interesting studies that have been done on cannabis. It has the potential to replace a multitude of pharmaceutical drugs, and it remains a mystery as to why human trials are not underway. Well, you're going to have to ask the DEA about that one, because they are the ones who are in control of whether or not any research can be done on any Schedule 1, 2, or 3 narcotics, and usually their answer is no. If you're looking for these studies, I've put multiple links in this article for you to research. We'll link to you this article, and you can do your own research at your leisure. But there was actually another story recently that, you know, if we get a chance, we'll share with you, where Sanjay Gupta, who is a kind of a big name medical correspondent for CNN, he has come out in favor of medical cannabis. He's changed his mind, and now there's a new article from him about how he's doubling down on medical cannabis. But anyway, in the United States, back to activistpost.com, there are only two approved treatments for cancer via the FDA, and that is radiation and chemotherapy. Now, scientists have discovered that chemotherapy fuels cancer growth and kills the patient more quickly, yet nothing has been changed. Both are extremely toxic to the human body, and thanks to a growing awareness with regards to cannabis and its high rate of success with individuals choosing to use it as a cancer treatment, more people are starting to realize the healing power of this plant.
It seems like if you've got cancer, like, what's the worst case scenario smoking marijuana? You know, you might as well give that a shot, right?
Well, in this case, what you'll find out about this young lady, her name again is Michaela. She's not smoking it, actually. They're using cannabis oil with her. It's kind of a different delivery method.
So is it mind-altering?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't have the answer for you up front. I do know that they claim that her behavior changed when she was on it, that she was smiling and laughing more, and that she was able to actually eat. So whether it's mind-altering,
I've seen people smile and laugh on marijuana.
Yeah, whether it's mind-altering in a bad way, that's up to you to decide. So thanks to the growing awareness with cannabis and more people using it successfully for cancer treatment, more people are realizing that it's an amazing drug. Coupled with all of the success stories are hundreds of scientific studies that prove that cannabis can kill cancer. It's really becoming a no-brainer. Now, when you're an adult with cancer, you have the choice to use the two recommended options or refuse treatment and select alternative methods. When you're a child, however, your parents do not have the option to refuse the approved way without facing legal repercussions, which can include losing custody of your child. Brave Michaela had T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Sounds really awful.
It's a very rare and aggressive form of childhood leukemia. So as if it weren't bad enough to have childhood leukemia, this is now a worse version of that very same thing. It accounts for 15 to 18% of childhood leukemia cases, and her DNA was altered in some way, and it caused her bone marrow to start producing leukemia white blood cells. She fell ill in May of 2012, and in July of that year, doctors discovered a basketball-sized mass of lymphoblasts in her chest.
Jeez.
Her mass was so large, she was not able to be sedated for risk of death from the pressure on her esophagus and heart. We'll tell you more about her.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, toll free here, talking about cannabis possibly treating cancer. The article here at Activist Post certainly believes that cannabis cures cancer. They cite some studies that they say prove their claim. I think that's probably something that is up for debate. But nonetheless, the story that we're sharing with you is about a young girl. She's maybe 9, probably more like 8. She was 7 in the summer of 2012, and that was when she was diagnosed with an absolutely horrifying-sounding condition, not just childhood leukemia, but lymphoblastic, acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And we'll tell you more about what happened with her and how she's doing today here in a few moments. But I also want to tell you how to get bitcoins.
Yeah, you go to cashintocoins.com. Bitcoins are all in the news right now, but a lot of people don't know how to get them. It's not the easiest thing in the world to get bitcoins. Cashintocoins.com makes it easy for you. The instructions there are clear. They're easy to use. It's safe. It's fast. It's completely legal. Inexpensive customer service is their top priority. You could use a money order, check, wire transfer. The rates are great too. You can donate some of the fees the fees there to charity. As always, orders under $40 carry no fee. They want you to get into bitcoins, so if you're willing, if you're just starting out and you just want to get a little bit of bitcoin, you want to do less than $40, cool. There's no fee. Cashintocoins.com.
So, again, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, very rare and aggressive form of childhood leukemia, about 15 to 18% of childhood leukemia cases. This is from activistpost.com, and they're citing Mikayla's website, which is Brave Mikayla, M-Y-K-A-Y-L-A.com, and an article there about her treatment. So here's a summary of her treatment from her website. This protocol is used to treat low-risk leukemia patients. It's a 3-5 chemotherapy drug and steroid combination that is done in 5 rounds, lasting 2.5 to 3 years. The first 4 rounds are very intense and last for 6 to 8 months. The last round is called maintenance. It's done mainly from home and is far less damaging than the first 4 rounds. Mikayla began maintenance chemotherapy in February of 2013. She began her chemotherapy period on July 16th of 2012. Mikayla's lymphoblast level was monitored daily for the first 8 days and weekly or twice weekly thereafter. Her lymphoblast level would go down after receiving chemotherapy, but a few days later it would be back up and sometimes at a higher level than before the chemotherapy. The doctors were concerned. They spoke to us, this is her parents writing, about the possibility of Mikayla having a bone marrow transplant due to the leukemia not going into remission with the chemotherapy. 95% of children with leukemia go into remission during the first 30 days of chemotherapy. The majority of them go into remission just a few days after receiving chemotherapy for the first time. The oncologist did recommend cranial radiation in Mikayla's case, as she is an intermediate risk T-cell phenotype and had a very small amount of leukemia cells in her brain and spinal fluid. Using cranial radiation to treat leukemia is a topic that is already controversial between different cancer research groups. Our family felt 100% confident in denying cranial radiation for Mikayla, as she is in remission and has natural treatment methods that protect her from cancer and relapse. We had a plan from the very beginning to combat Mikayla's
natural
cancer.
Natural methods that protect her from relapse?
Yeah, I presume that means the cannabis. They had a plan from the very beginning to combat Mikayla's cancer and chemotherapy naturally, and that was to use cannabis in the form of very concentrated and potent oil, raw cannabis juice, and cannabis cooked into food. Cannabis has been known to kill cancer, protect the body from the damage of chemotherapy, relieve pain and nausea, and it's a neuroprotectant and antioxidant. In order to use this form of treatment, Mikayla had to get a recommendation from another physician and a state medical marijuana license. This took us 10 days to complete. Mikayla began cannabis therapy on July 24th, 2012. Instantly, she was able to eat again. That was the first benefit that we noticed. She was
That's huge.
She was happier. She smiled and laughed constantly. We loved it. 1 week after we began the oil treatment, Mikayla's physicians notified us that her leukemia had vanished from her bone marrow and blood. She was in remission. Never again will I fear cancer. We found the answer. Mikayla is currently 6 months into the intense treatment part, this was written a while back, and has never used any pain relievers, not even Tylenol, and has only had to take anti-nausea medication a few times. So, just to clarify, they didn't stop doing chemotherapy. So the chemotherapy continued on, but they believe that the cannabis has helped with making chemotherapy more acceptable. Less damaging?
If it just increases her ability to eat. Because a lot of people who take these many drugs, but chemotherapy drugs certainly specifically, they can't eat. They're nauseous. They can't consume things. If it only, and there's evidence. There is evidence. That doesn't mean that it's true. There's evidence that cancer fights, marijuana fights cancer, some cancers effectively, very effectively. But if it only allows cancer patients to eat when they otherwise cannot, that is good enough.
That's going to help their body, right? It's going to help them
eat. It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, would you go to a doctor if you couldn't eat? And would you take a drug that they gave you, that they prescribed for you? What if that drug was leafy and green?
Mm-hmm.
What if a bunch of people that were paid a whole bunch of money to incarcerate young people around this country told you that that drug was bad, but you tried it and it worked for you? Would you continue to use it? Of course you would. Or You're a mindless myrmidon.
And would you be willing to use it on your children? Despite all of the scaremongering, fearmongering tactics out there saying that, oh, you shouldn't be using cannabis with children. In fact, they kind of...
I can say that I find it, you know, disturbing. I've got to say, I'm disturbed at the idea of giving a child marijuana. But that's because I have used it recreationally.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, I mean, just because somebody uses heroin recreationally doesn't mean that I'm not going to use it if I have some tremendous amount of pain.
So she began her treatment with the chemotherapy on July 17th, 2012. She was diagnosed in July 14th, 2012. So 3 days later, began chemotherapy. And then she began her cannabis oil treatment July 24th. It was after that that the lymphoblasts went down from 5% to 3% to 0% in August 2nd of 2012. And ever since then, she's had 0%. It was July 30th, 2012, was the very last time they found lymphoblasts in her blood smear. And the very next time they saw the oncologist, they told us Michaela was in remission. Some may say that cannabis does not cure cancer. I'm not saying the steroids and chemo didn't help, but this shows something, proof enough for me. Some say cannabis is inappropriate for children. We say cancer is inappropriate for children.
And there you go.
If this can help, then why not? And, of course, the real tragedy is that there are plenty of people, not just children, but people who have all kinds of maladies. It's not just this particular problem that is being helped by this.
Impossible to pronounce lymphoma thing.
There are all kinds of things that cannabis can help people with, and there are still 25 states or so that you can't use cannabis legally.
You know, those states can just stick it, as far as I'm concerned. If a loved one in my family or me, if I had cancer, I'm going to try marijuana as a solution. I see no reason not to. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous that these people had to wait 10 days. 10 days their daughter...
to get the license, yeah.
Yeah, suffered without being able to get marijuana. And, or supposedly, we're going to assume that the daughter, in fact, suffered while they waited to get to provide her with legal marijuana. I sincerely hope these parents went ahead and did it once they made the decision.
Well, getting cannabis oil isn't an easy thing, right? I mean, it's easy to buy marijuana on the streets.
Yeah.
But getting the cannabis oil, I don't even know how you begin making that stuff.
I wouldn't either.
Start to learn some details.
I know there's pot butter.
855 450 free, and they were doing that. They were cooking with cannabis as well. 855 450 free. Still to come here tonight, your calls about whatever's on your mind if you make them. And also, Mark's going to tell us about a welfare story coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com. How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find on our website. We've got all kinds of stuff there. And if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. That AMP money, the AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, $5 a month. The AMP money that comes in is invested into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations and so we can bring more internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. There's actually a new promo that we're running, which actually has Glenn Jacobs in it. You may know him as WWE's Kane. He talks about how Free Talk Live was important in his coming along through to the ideas of liberty. And we've, of course, talked to people who have found us just randomly on the radio in their local radio markets by just tuning into a talk radio station. They were driving home from work, and they heard Free Talk Live for the first time. They got hooked. They kept listening and discovered the ideas of liberty. The clip that I selected was from a listener who told us that he had never really come across these ideas before Free Talk Live and has since joined the Free State Project and joined the AMP program.
Yeah, so many people kind of have these, they're proto-libertarians, right? They have these ideas that, the parties, the two parties, they're right on some issues, they're wrong on some issues, and they kind of have, some of these ideas in their minds that free people can solve problems better than the government can. But they don't really get a lot of feedback. These ideas aren't very pervasive. So a radio show that comes out and talks about them as plainly as Free Talk Live does, it's unique and it's very empowering.
Yes, and it's working. You know, we're bringing people on board with the ideas of freedom, but we can be more effective. But it costs money to bring more people on board. It costs money to reach out to radio stations. It costs money to advertise online. And our new project that we're working on with the AMP program, because we've done very, very well with our fundraiser. We started it back in October, this matching fundraiser up to $950 a month. We've got six listeners that have contributed, that have pledged to match up to $950
a month. One of them being Glenn Jacobs.
One is Glenn Jacobs. Six listeners have contributed this to this matching fund, and it's on a monthly basis. If we can reach 950, we'll get all 950. If we're only at 700, we're going to get 700. So we're up at around, I think, 800 at the moment. And that was more than enough to fund what our first project was, which was to hire Daryl, our Friday night co-host, to do affiliate relations work. And affiliate relations is calling radio stations like I do during the day. So we now have two people calling radio stations. We're seeing more stations come on board. We've got over 140 stations now, just added a couple more to the list today, as a matter of fact. So that part's worked. So we decided let's shift gears and go and do some internet focus on bringing new people to the ideas of freedom. And what we're doing now is we're doing an AdWords campaign with Google. So people who are searching not for liberty-oriented talk radio, not people who are already kind of on board, but people who are just kind of searching generically.
But that too.
Well, right, we're doing that as well. But really, we want to bring new people on. People who are searching generically for talk radio. Just somebody who's online and wants to hear some talk radio. We want them to find Free Talk Live. We want them to discover the ideas of liberty, as you once did. Maybe it was through us, maybe it was through some other method. But these are really important ideas, and you can help us get them into more ears for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. And your $5 is doubled into $10 a month because of our generous contributors. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, and get involved in helping Free Talk Live spread the ideas of liberty. It really works, and you can help us out. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, which of course are now filling up in the very final segment of Free Talk Live.
That's how it goes.
It does seem to be going that way. Let's go to the phones and your thoughts. Charles is in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Charles.
Yes, my daughter was diagnosed with Crohn's disease when she's 17 years old.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if you're familiar with Crohn's disease or not.
It's digestive?
Yes. It's worse than cancer. They can cure cancer. They can't cure Crohn's disease.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that.
She died when she's 36 years old from it.
Awful. Sorry.
And cannabis was one of the few things that she could really get any relief.
Oh. What kind of relief did she see?
She could eat.
Okay.
She could be relatively pain-free. Done more than all the other drugs they were cramming in her.
Yeah, just imagine that this drug could allow you to take in sustenance and relieve much of the pain that you experience. That in and of itself is a miracle drug.
Absolutely.
Well, yes. It is. I don't know if I classify it as a drug or not. It's an herb. It grows out of the ground. Yeah. God made it.
Yeah. I don't like using the term drug either, because drug feels like a refined thing, and cannabis isn't.
Made somewhere in a laboratory by people for profit.
Did you ever experience her using the cannabis? I mean, were you there when she did it?
Oh, yes.
What was that like? Because I know that in some people's case, it's like one or two hits, and they get the necessary medicine that they were looking for. It's not like they're sitting there chiefing on a bong or something like that.
Yeah, that was it. Well, it depended on the grade.
Yeah.
Some ragweed and stuff, she does smoke a joint. But some of the stuff that I could acquire, it didn't take but a couple hits, and she was fine.
And it is not. Is there any medical program in West Virginia?
Yeah, it's stamped out cannabis, never other drug that might help.
No. Is there a medical marijuana program in West Virginia?
No.
I didn't think so. You are a hero for doing that for your daughter, acquiring cannabis and helping her, you know, get this on the black market, which is what you had to do. And I thank you for that, and thank you for sharing your call and thoughts tonight, Charles. Because there are a lot of people who, when they're diagnosed with some sort of awful malady, and somebody, like a loved one, comes to them and says, "Look, will you try cannabis? You know, there's all this evidence. Maybe it'll help. Maybe it'll help you. Maybe it won't. But maybe it will." And there's all these scary medical treatments out there. Why not try this? A lot of people who, and certainly older people, are afraid. Not because they're afraid necessarily of cannabis, but they're afraid of the law. They're afraid to try this medicine that could be a lifesaver, or at the very least a life extender. They're afraid to try it because they could go to jail. And they're afraid to go and acquire it, because acquiring it's probably the most risky part.
Yep.
So that's really a sad part of that story. But I'm glad to hear that I'm not glad to hear that she passed away, but I'm glad to hear that it was at least more comfortable because of the cannabis. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Patrick's in Norfolk. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing a radio show, Patrick. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I love talk radio, man. Look, I was born and raised kind of out there in the Seattle area, and I happened to turn on CNN yesterday and found out about one of them KOM or ABC affiliated chopper went down with a pilot, and I think it was a photographer, and there's a couple people on the ground that were hurt. Well, I think one was in serious condition. I'm not sure. But I've been trying to get figure out what's your thoughts about it. I think it's pilot air.
Mark, do you support helicopters crashing or do you oppose them?
I'm going to go on the record. I'm against helicopters crashing. Yeah, you know, I mean,
about an awkward moment in talk radio, though.
If you spend enough time flying, at some point or another, there's going to be a problem. Mm. I'm interested in seeing what the results of the obvious investigation. I just don't know. It's a tragedy. These two radio folks. It's been big in the radio business. What's this news story? And I've been following it, but. At this point, there's a lot more questions than there are answers.
Who knew that they actually use helicopters to do those traffic reports? I thought almost all of them were somebody
coming into you live from the Spaghetti Junction here.
I mean, almost all traffic reports have to be just somebody in a boiler room calling in and, sound effects in the background. Go ahead, Patrick.
I thought maybe it was a drone.
Thanks for the call tonight, Patrick. Appreciate hearing from you. Wilt is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Wilt.
It's Wit.
Wit, you're on the air.
I support the decriminalization of marijuana, but I'm sorry, if I may poke fun at a previous caller, I think there's somebody that was on your Free Talk Live show that might be a good example of why there are Republican friends of mine that think that dope should never be legal.
What are you talking about?
Your previous caller.
I think he was drunk. That last guy? He sounded drunk to me, sir.
Right, I agree. I got the sound effects. But I also think maybe that you should have had some bubbly sound effects as well.
I've got one of those, too. And I would have pulled it out if I thought it was necessary. We're out of time. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. Out of time. Call earlier in the show if you want to get a chance to really speak to us. Because we're done.
You guys don't have any clue whether that guy was drunk or not.
He sounded pretty tipsy.
He was just somebody calling into a talk show.
Could barely put a sentence together.
That's right. Yeah, this poor man and his speech impediment.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find a store nearest you.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.